Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. On behalf of Pastors David and Nicole Binion, thank you for joining us today at the Dwell Church Podcast. For more information about Dwell Church, visit us at dwell.church. Now, let's listen to today's message.
Oh, Lord, I pray that you would just come in the midst of us and that you would breathe life where there has been death, God, that you would bring hope where there has been sadness, God, that you would breathe everything that needs to be breathed in us in this time. God, would you come? Would you meet us? Meet us, God. Mother's Day is here, and being a mother is no easy task. And I want to read out of Proverbs. It's a popular verse for us as women, Proverbs 31. I know for myself, this is a really a deep meaning scripture for me. I had a mother who was very much the definition of this. I know that's hard to believe because we read Proverbs 31 and as women we tend to think no one could ever live up to that. Yet there is such a beautiful picture, a prophetic picture here in Proverbs 31 that really kind of shines a light on the bride of Christ and the groom and some of the things that I think are hope for us, especially as women, and hope for the church in general. I had a beautiful mother who went home to be with the Lord when I was about 21 years old. And this verse is imprinted on her tombstone. And it's something that we always felt, there's six of us kids, always felt like she embodied that. She illuminated Proverbs 31. She was probably one of the most selfless human beings I've ever met in my life. And a lot of her traits, many of her traits, I wish I actually carried as a standard. My mother carried these things as a standard. And while I do not believe that any mother is a perfect mom, I do believe that God uses us as a great reinforcement to our families and our children. I know that I've shared with you guys before when I've been with you just the whole saga of Eve and the finding of Eve and the finding of Eve's heart. And really grabbing a hold of that beautiful truth in scripture that women are resilient, that we can make mistakes just like anybody else, but there is a place for us in the kingdom of God. There's a house for us in the kingdom of God. There are works, there are signs, there are wonders that only we can do in the kingdom of God. And right now, there's a strengthening, I think, that many of us have had to have for our households. And so I'm just going to read some of this scripture to you. I love this prophetic piece because it's a piece that actually starts out as a declaration for King Lemuel, a king in scripture who we don't know much about, but it's his wisdom from his mother to him. And she says, it says in the first chapter of Proverbs 31, the sayings of King Lemuel, an inspired utterance his mother taught him. Listen, my son, listen, son of my womb, listen, my son, the answer to my prayers. Do not spend your strength on women, your vigor on those who ruin kings. It is not for kings, Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, not for rulers to crave beer, lest they drink and forget what has been decreed and deprive all the oppressed of their rights. Let beer be it for those who are perishing and wine for those who are in anguish. Let them drink and forget their poverty and remember no more their misery. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights for those who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and the needy. I find that really interesting that prior to launching into what for many of us as women would look at and say, a woman of noble character, there's no way we can fulfill any of these attributes this woman holds. It's almost like she's this perfect human being. Yet there's this utterance prior to this revelation where this wise mother has taught this king, in order to sit enthroned where God has put you, in order to do what God has put you into your calling, you cannot lead this way. If you lead this way, you'll lead a road of destruction. Don't surround yourself with the things that get you down this road and get you down this road and get you down this road. I find it really quite beautiful that it's a mother's instruction to a son in the way that he should go, as men kind of wear the shoulder of leadership in so many areas of our household. Many of you out there have husbands who are the breadwinners, and maybe right now there's just a financial draining in this season where jobs have been taken because of this pandemic, and the fear and the worry that just comes literally for the structure of the household is deafening at times from the enemy. And I want to encourage you that I don't know that there's any household that's not affected somehow in some way with this, but there's a strength that we can look toward and almost a building up of our character in the sense is, where's the wisdom of the age? Where have we known wisdom? Where have we gleaned wisdom? And I just find it so beautiful that there is a wise way to speak to leaders and say, hey, in order for you to sit where you're supposed to sit, whether you're a son of the house or whether you're a daughter of the house, be careful not to get ensnared or trapped by all these other things that become the distraction for us. And so this is such a beautiful proclamation of launching into, this is what noble character looks like. This is what beauty refined looks like. And it says this in verse 10, a wife of noble character who can find, she is worth far more than rubies. Her husband is full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good and not harm. All the days of her life, she selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still night. She provides food for her family. She and portions for her female servants. She considers a field and she buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously and her arms are strong for her tasks. She sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers, and she opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet, and she makes coverings for her bed, and she's clothed in fine linen and purple. I love this one. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen and garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes, and she is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom and faith. Instruction is on her tongue, and she watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, and her husband also praises her. And then this famous last quote, many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done and let her works bring her praise at the city gates. I when I read this passage in my own life, being one who had a mother that embodied this was really difficult for me because I always felt like I was falling short of it. And when I read it, I was like, great, well, she does that perfectly. And great, well, she does that perfectly. And and great, she does this and this. And so as humorous as it sounds, it felt almost like there needed to be a bit of sarcasm as I read it. You know, well, her worth is so far above jewels. Of course she is. Of course she does this and she does this. And I can't live up to that. I'm not perfect. I can't be all those beautiful things that she is. And I know that the scripture isn't asking us to do it. I think what God is trying to speak to us prophetically and with just beautiful, simplistic revelation is, you know, when noble character comes into to play, we are this picture of the bride of Christ. We are this picture of what God is actually coming back for. Yeah, he's coming back for spotless and pure, but we know that we're not like that. And so the obtaining of pressing in and continuing to find God and search and find God and search and find God is really where we grab our revelation. And, you know, the beautiful thing about this, it's so prophetic in scripture, is that it is actually, when you start to tear the roots of Proverbs 31 down, it's a prophetic picture of the bride making Jesus famous at the city gates, making the Lord's fame what actually embodies all of what she possesses. That she does this well because her groom is well known. She does this well because her groom is a great provider. She does this well because her groom is a savior and a redeemer. She is able to find strength for all of these areas because she has one who has fought for her. And I just think, especially during Mother's Day 2020, it's so important for us, not just as women and not just as moms, because it goes for everybody, all genders here, male, female alike, that we really need to find the hope in the midst of the storm. We really need to find, you know, it's so beautiful when you're hit with calamity, or you're hit with turmoil, or you're hit with almost this panicked fear of, what am I going to do? What are we going to do if this occurs? What are we going to do if this keeps going? What are we going to do if this doesn't get any better? And I'm telling you, I have stepped into places of fear before, and what our past fears or our past challenges should give us is the strength to be able to say, how did I respond the last time that fear hit our household? How did I respond the last time we were in poverty, or we were in a financial crisis? How did I respond last time when we were sick? How did I respond last time when it appeared that? How did I go and find the Lord when it looked like this? And I think it's so profound that we learn from our past places of seeking the Lord. Seek the Lord while he may be found. We have the ability and the gift to find God in the midst of some of the tryingest times in the world. And I just want to encourage you ladies today, especially the women from Mother's Day, that God is doing something underneath all of the things that we cannot see. And how are you going to make all of what's happening in your household come into this play where you become the noble characteristics, you carry the noble characteristics of the Lord during this time as the mom of the house, as the wife of the house, or even as the single woman quarantined by yourself, perhaps in a house. I adopted my son. I never gave birth to a child, but I have also spiritually mentored and raised up so many other daughters and sons. And it goes without question that I've learned over and over and over and over, I may not do this perfectly, but my heart longs to do it well. I may not do this profoundly, but my heart longs to do it well. And in doing it well, What scripture says is, you know, charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, a woman who knows that all of her worry sits in the pockets of God's garments, all of her worries and her cares, she casts upon off of her shoulders onto the shoulders of the Lord. And gals, I mean, this is such a beautiful season to rise up. Some of you have heard me speak of the Rachayim of the Lord, which is a Hebrew word for womb. It first comes in scripture when, I think it's in Chronicles, when the Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. It's the Lord is gracious and has a great Rachayim. It's the Hebrew word for womb. And it's that same word that God then in creating Eve puts that thing in the center of Eve that's a multiplier of many things. It's the womb, not just in the spirit, because Adam has the Rachayim of God in the spirit, but Eve was given the Rachayim of God in the natural, the procreating of something that's the offspring of something beautiful and something good. And God wants to do that in us, even supernaturally in this season of causing the Rachayim in the center of us to raise up and say, it really doesn't matter what this looks like. I will praise the Lord. I will worship the Lord. I will give the Lord my household. I will give the Lord my children. I've made it a point during this pandemic of taking Justice before he goes to bed. And, you know, I always pray for him, but just saying we are not going to sleep until we pray together as a family. And we pray for the world. We pray for our country. We pray for our government. And we pray over our household, and we pray over those that are staying with us in our household. And I just want to encourage you during this Mother's Day and this May of 2020 to believe that God hears, to believe that God sees, and to take the wisdom of King Lemuel in Proverbs 31, and as women stand to say, I'm not a perfect person, but I want to be able to use my hands well for the Lord. I want to be able to use my mind well for the Lord. I want to be able to use my heart well for the Lord and do what the Lord has asked me to do in this season for my household. So I'm just going to pray for you, and I hope that encourages you today. Father God, I just speak life over every household. I speak hope where there has been deferment of it, where there has been fear that has come to rape and pillage some of our households, Lord, in financial, physical, mental, and spiritual ways. And Lord, would you just speak peace in the midst of what appears to be a great storm? Would you speak peace and life abundantly? God, would you come and would you grant us noble character? Would you grant us characteristics of honor in this season where instead of choosing to worry or choosing to be afraid, that we actually believe that you are who you say you are, and that we, in our actions and our responses, make you famous at the city gate. So we worship you and we thank you in your precious name. Amen. Amen, you guys. Bless you today. And I'll be praying for you.
Thank you for joining us today at the Dwell Church Podcast. For more information about Dwell Church, visit us at dwell.church.